All right, it is 5:40. We'll call the meeting to order, and Dane can record the roll from the presence of those in the room. Approval of the May 16th minutes. Does anyone have any comments or corrections?
Not sure it's a correction, but maybe just an edit. I left early on that date, so I don't know if it's appropriate to note when I left.
Oh yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Well, note those time. I can add those to the minutes, yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We did maintain
quorum. So you maintain your quorum.
We did. Two.
All right. With that, any other comments? Is there a motion to approve?
So to approve. Oh, I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? All right. Public comment.
We have Mark. No registers online.
Thank you, Dan. Mark.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello. See everybody.
So a couple follow-ups from last meeting I'll start off with. One was the sidewalks repairs. It was kind of a vague answer I got because they just stated, Chris Petikowski from engineering, it's $5 million a year. It was $3 million a year, which was not enough. But he didn't really go into like details of, you know, what money goes to when people report, what people, you know, when, what the repairs are. So I guess I would suggest if we need like more information is just to bring engineering in here and kind of talk about their plan, because it was just kind of a vague email, just kind of like $5 million. So I don't know how that's divided up, but that's kind of what it is. Sometimes I think some of the sidewalks issues get missed. On North Carroll Street, there's a large patch of black top. I don't know if anyone has seen it, kind of by the old camera company. There was a water main leak there in the spring. It was all tore up, and then they just covered it with the black top. And it's now starting to get a little wavy. But I asked about that today. Actually, was it today or yesterday? And they did respond. I think they responded today. And they said they hadn't heard of it. So I think sometimes and it was an emergency type situation, I think. But I've seen it for a long time. And I'm just like, well, I'm sure they're going to fix this. I'm sure they're going to fix this. And I've never seen any kind of paint markings. So I think that's what happens a lot of the times where something might get lost. But I don't know for sure. But that was an emergency type situation. There's other areas that I've seen that I've reported. Library Mall has right in the middle, kind of by the 700 block, has a big dip where it goes from the pavers.
Right.
MGR's shaking. I've hit it with my plow. It's been reported, but I don't know what the timeline is. I don't know if the funding is this year, next year. Hawthorne Court, where they've had this temporary kind of driveway, that's starting to sink now where the pavers are, and it's becoming a tripping hazard. We try to do what we can as far as mall maintenance to try to make it safe, like put like cold patch on top to kind of like just so somebody doesn't trip. Sometimes it's just so thin you can't really do anything about it. There's another area over on East Mifflin by the old bus stop. You come off it, there's a tripping hazard. So that has some paint around it, but it, you know, I think if we want definitive answers, I think someone from engineering just kind of needs to talk about it, because sometimes I can't get the answers. Another follow-up was the merchant trash and recycling issue that we're having on State Street. It seems like it's being left out for extended period of time. Building inspection wrote back saying, keep in mind they are allowed to have them out 12 hours before the day of pickup and 24 hours after the day of pickup. So legally, this gives them from noon Wednesday to midnight Friday night to have the carts on the curb. We also generally do not enforce carts out early the day of set out. In this situation, that would be Wednesday morning. Mall maintenance has taken on themselves that if the cart's empty, we just kind of haul them back to Hawthorne Court just because we've noticed them sitting for a long time. They've missed merchant trash a couple of times. I've called streets, and they were very kind to come back and pick them up because they just didn't have them out early enough for the pickup. The fountains that was mentioned last meeting, they are operating, but not fully operating. I did ask Brian Cooper from engineering if the plan was set, because I just wasn't copied on it. So this is kind of what's going on. Spring of 2024, engineering facilities attempt to develop some type of rough order magnitude estimate for work related to the Capitol Square fountains. I'm not sure what that entailed, but I know we're at Memorial Day through Labor Day. Parks facilities maintenance will continue to conduct minor repairs to keep the lower part of the water fixtures operational, which they are. The tower fountains on East Washington Avenue will continue to be inoperable due to major repairs needed. I did talk to facilities and they said, yes, there's just too much going on internally to have the water come up to the top of the fountain and work. In summer of 2024 through fall of 2024, planning may continue to outsource and fund cleaning the granite and bronze as needed. So the planning is responsible for the cleaning, parks, facilities, maintenance for the operations of it. Early 2025, engineering facilities will plan to create plans and specs and finalize cost estimates for the restoration, assuming funding is available to proceed with construction and prioritizing of other work with other work. Late summer 2025, spring 2026, assuming funding is available, the intention is to repair and or replace mechanical items and restore bronze, granite, and other material. This work will likely need to include the removal of significant parts of the structures. And I was in one of those meetings where they said they'll just have to disassemble the actual fountains and take them off site, resulting in the fountains not being available during this time. So that's late summer 2025, spring 2026. And then Memorial Day 2026 to Labor Day 2026, intention will be fountains will be reinstalled. This may be included with item number 5 if applicable. Parks facilities maintenance will ensure that the fountains are fully operational. So it's quite the process, and it all depends on some funding as well. But that's kind of where we're at. So things that are going on currently, the top of state by the visitor center booth and the historical museum, we have seen an uptick in behavioral issues, including public urination, destroying plants. The visitor center booth has been damaged. The one side of the window was smashed in. It's got just that metal grate, and we were able to pull it back out and get it on the track, but I've notified MPD about the issues and copied them on the incident reports. There's also been electrical outlet damage and just uncleanliness overall. We have just started this week an early morning power washing, which we've done in 2018 and 2023 with the same problems, where we have two power washers start at 4 a.m. 3 days a week, and they power wash areas to get them clean. MPD is also assisting on that, just to secure the areas so we're safe doing it. Light pole painting, which is the basis of the pedestrian poles, has started. We've got three quarters of the square done. I did pass on to traffic engineering about the streetlights, which we've never painted, to traffic engineering. And they said, yeah, they admitted they did look bad. And they said they would try to work them in their schedule. The Park Hotel maintenance called mall maintenance and asked if we could paint a traffic signal light because they had noticed our work. And I said, well, I'll report that one as well to traffic engineering. But we haven't seen anybody else painting, but I think it really helps the light poles. It really makes them stand out and look nice. Also with painting, you have those pictures of the poster kiosk? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a before shot of the poster kiosk by the Veterans Museum. And that's, I just want to point out the fading of the gray. The black areas were painted first last, was it 2 years ago, I think, due to the riots when we used a lot of graffiti remover, it was almost turning gray. So now we're working on the gray areas. So this past week, you can go to the next slide. That's the finished look. It's not two-toned as the originals are, but it's definitely an improvement. Also with the poster kiosks, I don't know if everyone has noticed they don't light up. There's only one that really lights up. I asked facilities maintenance about it. They said that all the ballasts are corroded. So we're working with Nichols Electric to have them all replaced with LED lights anyways. So they're in the process of, they did the one by the Veterans Museum when they, when we upgraded the electrical for concerts. We have now have a plug-in that you can plug into the side of it as well. But it's something the kiosk just needed. So hopefully in about 3 months, they'll all be lit up. Not super bright, but it just, they've been just burnt out for so long. Then Wisconsin Avenue, we had an extra project. There was by those elevated planters, there was just that old lawn area. It was non-irrigated. That one even has weeds in it. It was non-irrigated. It dries out quick. And it just didn't look very well. So we took a page out of Olbrich Gardens. And it's called Liriope. It's by the Thai Pavilion. My lead worker and myself actually worked at Olbrich Gardens at one point. And he came up with the idea, hey, how about the Liriope? And I was like, that's a great idea. It's low maintenance. You have to mow it once in the early spring. Once established, it's drought tolerant. So, and we don't have to mow that little section, which was always kind of busy with people. And you don't have to worry about string trimmers throwing rocks or anything. But it was just the both planters on Wisconsin Avenue are not looking like that. Events are continuing, like Maxwell Street Days, of course, having great weather. In my opinion, the attendance looked a little down when I walked around, which is a bummer. Art Fair seemed to be good. On and off the square last weekend. And then concerts on the square has not had a rain out yet. Knock on wood.
Or a smoke out.
Hmm?
Or a smoke out.
Yes. Yes, the wildfires. But we brought in extra staff. I mean, we don't organize the events, but we always try to help out events to make everything look nice for the downtown. Any questions?
Steven?
I
was just guessing. He didn't actually.
I have a list, but I'll let Steve go ahead. I have a list as well. Is yours alphabetized or is it?
No, mine is definitely not alphabetized. Mine is in the order of Mark's presentation, and then I have an extra one after it. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm going to just ask a question about this slide since it's up. I'm assuming that round thing is a sort of a paver for the person to stand to water the planter.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that's a
This
the utility cover.
That's a, yeah, it's a utility
sewer
cover.
Access
yep.
cover. Oh, okay. They used to be Sorry. Called manhole
cover. Yeah.
My first real question relates to the late night food cart vending. How do you assess that so far?
From a mall maintenance perspective, we haven't had any issues. So I'd say good. But I don't know what's going on. I haven't come in late at night to see how it's going, but we haven't noticed any extra cleanup involved.
I haven't been there late at night or early in the morning. Are you aware that signs have been put out to advertise the food carts?
No.
All right.
Where do they put the signs?
I have a vague recollection that the vending group was going to do something to have signage to promote the area so that, say, people from out of town or just anybody on State Street late at night would become aware that food options were available.
Yeah, Megan Blake, of course, would be the best one to answer that one because I don't do a lot with the food carts except we assist them with their power when they always blow during the day.
I haven't seen really any promotion on, you know, electronic media about the carts at night. Final question was, you'd mentioned in the past that you're transitioning to battery electric tools for some things. How's that going with maintaining charge and other issues?
It's going well, but not perfect. We have updated what we have. We have now a portable charger with us so that we can charge batteries on the go. The electric mower seems to work really well. The electric string trimmers are really nice because you don't sit there trying to pull it and start it numerous times. Some staff prefer the gas, some prefer the electric. What we try to do is keep it variable, but try to push the electric as well. We're getting our electric garbage truck. So it was supposed to be, let's see, I got that email 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks. So within the next few weeks, we will have our electric garbage truck. So that's another big win.
That's cool. Great. Well, you have a big sign on it saying Madison's first electric garbage.
We asked Fleet Service to put some type of, you know, promoting electrical on it.
Oh, I read that Madison Metro is going to be in charge of snow removal at the bus stops for BRT on the BRT routes, but that's not going to necessarily apply to non-BRT. Am I correct?
I'm not sure on that one. What exactly are you asking?
Well, I'll just, you know, in the past, you're very efficient at moving snow from the bus stops.
Thank you.
I'm just worried about their efforts conflicting with your efforts. You know, Madison Metro is still struggling with the quote unquote new routes and keeping them on time. So I hope that Madison Metro can carry through on the promise to keep those BRT stops clean.
Yeah, I've asked my operations manager. We had a short meeting with Metro about BRT. And we like the standard that we have with snow removal as well as graffiti removal and just trash in general, to where we're hoping to get some type of plan figured out that Metro pays mall maintenance or parks back for the service rather than them trying to do it.
I think that would be a tremendous thing if you would just be reimbursed for the snow removal
Yeah, I agree. We do, we pride ourselves in the snow removal, and I think we do a great job. So we're seeing a little problems with some of the areas where the ramps are kind of dished and a wall here and there where there's some obstacles that we don't like. So we're just going to plow them over. No, just kidding.
Remember that I do still have the schematic for the electric snow melter.
That would have to be another agenda item. Thanks.
You know, you give me carte blanche out at the big maintenance facility on the Nakusa Trail, and I'll build it.
All right.
Michael?
Thank you, Adam. Thanks, Mark, for all your great updates. As I said earlier, in response to Steve's question, I don't have them alphabetically here, so I'll just have some follow-ups in the order of your updates. First, for the North Carroll Street water main break repair, do you know, is that likely to be in the construction, within the construction fence of the History Center?
It will be close.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the map of how far it goes out. But you might be right on that one.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because it seems to me if it's within the construction fence, we shouldn't worry about it, of course. But if it's outside the fence, did engineering confirm for you that they would get to it this summer as part of the sidewalk contract?
I haven't heard.
But you reported it to engineering, did you? You said water utility failed to report it to engineering, but you reported the...
Right.
They issued
I don't know if it was reported or not. I'm not saying they failed, but engineering had never heard of it.
Yeah, but you sent it to engineering, so it's your understanding that it's on their list, you think, to take?
Yeah, it's on engineering's list now because I mentioned it. Okay. But maybe they'll find out that about the construction.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I can follow up on that.
Okay, thank you. And then the next one is you had mentioned the ramp is kind of failing at Hawthorne Court at 600 block of State Street. Actually, a friend of mine is one of those that parks there and is impacted, a downtown merchant, and he complained that it's hard for him to drive now in and out of his parking spot because the ramp has failed, or, you know, is sinking the temporary ramp there. Do you know, was that ramp done by City Forces, or was that done with part of the construction?
I think it was, and it was Stevens? Just recently redone.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, the ramp. About a week. The actual cold patch ramp has been
redone. When was that redone? In the last week?
This past week.
Oh, wow. Good. Maybe I'll get credit for it because he complained to me last week.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is the paver.
Yeah, you were talking about something different. I'm talking about the actual ramp.
Yep. Nope, it's been redone. Yeah,
okay, thank you. And those pavers, though, engineering has those too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. And then just on the fountains, I won't belabor the point on the fountains, but could you at your convenience tomorrow or next week just forward me Brian Cooper's email so I have it?
Sure.
So I can make sure that that's funded for next year. And speaking of funding, I've heard the rumors that Eric Knapp's budget request that's due tomorrow to the finance department will include cuts for the fountains. Have you heard that same rumor?
Yes.
Your employees were in the briefing the other day, right?
They told me. I was actually off that day.
Yeah.
But they told me. Yeah. I didn't, they didn't ask specifics about what I needed cut. They just kind of asked about like the flower planter program, the power washing program, kind of numbers. But I didn't hear anything till the fountains until my crew told me about it.
You anticipated my next question as if, were you consulted on the, is they're putting together their budget requests at the Parks Division?
A little bit, yeah.
And, but they really asked you for numbers. They didn't say, Mark, what should we offer up for cuts?
No, they didn't.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. I presume facilities maintenance may be offered up the fountains, or it's just obvious to
I wouldn't
Eric.
Have offered up the fountains. No.
Thank you.
We've had too much work on those.
Thank you. Yeah, so if you could just forward me Brian's email, I appreciate that, your convenience. And then in terms of the unfortunate problems we're having at the top of State Street reoccur again, thank you for giving me the heads up about the power washing program starting up again as in prior years at 4 a.m. From your, just obviously, it's, I know it's only been this week, but have MPD had to ask many people to move, or has it been, has MPD had to, you know, have you heard, as MPD
yes.
had
to? The,
you're not actually there yourself, I hope, that early in the morning. But
no. MPD had to, one person did not want to move, so they had to remove the individual.
So far this week, it's been one individual. Yeah. Do you note it where others asked, where others have to be asked to move along?
Yeah, there was about five. Or five. My crew said one refused to go, so they said they're trying to do work, so they, you have to move. So they removed them. And the other ones moved voluntarily.
Thank you. And then in terms of the, so far the damage to the vegetation at the top of State Street, could you go into a little more detail about how that, has that been minor? Has it been more extensive? How bad has it been?
You can't really see it because it's the behind the visitor center booth. So it's those planter tubs around.
It's in the
form of origin. And then some in the it's kind of hidden as well as that planter bed. Not the one at the top of State, the triangle kind of in the, you know, in the middle of the road, the one behind the visitor center booth. And I did email Matt Trammell that we should really start looking for a different location for the visitor center booth next year because of these issues, and the camera that can see and record is behind it, blocks the visitor center, blocks what's going on behind it. And that's where a lot of the public urination is happening.
Mm.
So they don't really have that tool.
Did Matt have any ideas on?
No, he hasn't.
Do you have any ideas on where it can be?
I think we'll have to work with Megan quite a bit because she has a lot of spaces that she right. gets ready, and we just got to say.
Do you think we should try to move it yet this summer, or it's not?
No, we had a meeting about that, and there just wasn't anything available. And some of the spots that we thought of, Matt was thinking of the 100 block. It just was unsafe to be on the sidewalk terrace on the 100 block. He was thinking down by the old flower shop there.
Mm.
And it's just not enough room.
Dayton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not enough room.
No, it would be too tight.
But we did meet on it, and we're hoping to get something different next year.
As you know, Jazz at 5 is moving because of the visitor center being there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to work something out, but it was kind of their VIP. We talked it quite a bit with Kelly Post and Parks of what was rented out more, the stage by that has the cityscape metal sculpture, or the other one, and it's actually the other one is rented out more for concerts and events.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Jazz enjoys being on the State Capitol grounds so much that they might want to stay there permanently. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting position. They'll be on South Carroll Street.
Yeah. I don't know if the rest of you knew that, but yeah, so Jazz at 5, you know, next month already, we'll be moving to the, as Mark just said, the southwest entrance to the Capitol Square for their Wednesday concerts after the conclusion of the concerts in the square season.
The Tuesday music on the King Street entrance, or is it Thursday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday.
That seems to be drawing a pretty good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But relating to your visitor center, have you thought of going to the other side of the square? For instance, someplace on Martin Luther King Boulevard? Because you have a lot of people coming from Monona Terrace up to the square.
Yeah, we suggested that to the bid because MLK is a pretty wide sidewalk too, and that we think we could find a spot. But they were in preference of putting it. We did ask them if that would be better of its current location. And the construction has been delayed so long, it seems like summer's almost over. We could have just left it alone for this year.
Right.
But yeah, so we're working on it. But MLK, I think, is a good idea as well.
I have a couple of other things here. Thank you so much for the painting of the pad light poles. It makes a huge difference, as you said. So thank you, thank you, thank you. A question, if it has the blue tape on the pole, does that mean they're in the process of?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, that's what it seemed like to me, like it was.
Yep, we
part was done and yeah.
Yeah, we just don't paint. We have to try to scrape off and we buff out, you know, get the surface ready for painting. Something we were trained by traffic engineering and our painter in-house of how to paint the light poles. And then we just prep them and then we have put a primer on and then the paint. So there's three steps. We are a little short staffed. We've had some people off. So it's kind of one of those extra things we try to work in. But we have two people on the crew that really like to paint. That's kind of nice.
That's great.
In fact, one of them said, I'll paint the kiosks because we did use thrift painting for that. So it's good to see the attitudes.
You have enthusiasm for painting amongst your crew. There's certainly work to be done. Yeah. So who in, then related to the painting, who in TE have you put those requests in for their assets so I could encourage them, maybe nudge them to?
Yeah, Phil Niemer.
It is Phil?
Yep.
Okay. Did Phil give you any sense as to if they'd get to them sooner rather than later? Or we'll check in.
He didn't give me a timeline, no. But he did agree that they needed paint.
Yeah. Did you mention McGivern show to him?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you mention the McGivern, John McGivern show to him because of your connection with this brother?
Yeah.
Remember how I told you why I said this at one of our meetings here, how bad I thought it looked on that PBS TV show. Yeah. Because he was standing right there. I'm like, out of all the places for him to be standing, not one of the poles that you take care of. And then, just moving on to three less things. Did I understand you correctly on the LED upgrades to the kiosks that those are all funded? The work by Nichols Electric, that'll all be done this year and you don't need funding for that?
Yep.
Is that your budget that has the funding to do that? Okay, great. For the, oh, and by the way, thank you for that. You know, one reason why it's so beat up is all the dogs. I have a lot of constituents that are dogs at 100 Wisconsin Avenue, and they, of course, use that those beds, as you know, and so that makes your grass.
We oversee quite often.
Yes. So I love your solution. Thank you for that. For the just curious, have you run into any problems at all, Mark, with the ordinance change that this committee discussed previously for the sidewalk cafe overnight storage? Have you had any issues with that at all, negatively, positively, with the
sidewalk? No, just cafe? Initially, we caught a lot of them chaining to trees. And then when I reached out to Megan, she mentioned that she hadn't gotten it to everyone. So I think the information has been given to them. And once they got the information, they followed the rules.
No problems recently at all.
Yeah. In fact, we had a irrigation problem over by Cooper's Tavern there. There's a sidewalk, a water bib that was leaking, and facilities maintenance, facilities maintenance over there. This was back in, I think, May, but the owner manager of the Cooper's came out and moved the items that were blocking the way. And he says, oh, do you need me to move this? You know, they were very proactive. So they've been very friendly about it and helped out.
You probably know he was the leading proponent of letting this furniture stay out overnight. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Yeah, Peter Maclavano is one of the leading proponents to let them keep their furniture out overnight. So I'm glad he was helpful. You haven't had any other issues with Colectivo on the square since that storm came through and their furniture all was
nothing since then, no.
Their stuff is secured okay at Colectivo. Good. And then lastly, as you know, your crews removed the holiday lights and Hawk's Sidewalk Cafe.
No, we don't.
Oh, Forestry removed them? You removed
them? No.
Who removed them?
Bender.
I don't know who it was, but he did send me an email. I can't remember the name. I think it was just somebody that he just stated that he was in the cafe at Hawks, noticed that the lights were still on the tree, and the tree was
right. Hawk forwarded me that email chain, but wasn't it your crew that then once you received the complaint that removed the lights?
No, because they're not our lights. They're traditions.
So Traditions came and removed them, or the bid did?
Well, the individual removed some of them.
The person that complained to you that was just sitting there drinking or eating at
removed them as high as he could.
Boy, that person really was interested in those lights.
Yeah. But then gave them to Hawks. And then...
The guy that was sitting there as a patron?
Yes.
Ripped them off and gave them to Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh.
And said so they're killing the tree. And they were. They should have actually been taking those lights down because it was for the bid Shine On event. And then it got extended. That
permit is 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of slipped. Mm-hmm. And,
so my question of you was, is forestry involved in all this?
Yes, they issued the permits.
Did Brett, pardon?
They issue the permits.
Yes.
Yes.
But in terms of more recently, like did Brett Hoffman or anyone come and say, yes, this was damaged, the trees? What I'm getting at is that Hawk is quite upset, if you hadn't known. He's quite upset and has been battling to try to keep the lights on his trees for years and years and years. He thinks it's a big courtesy that he's doing to improve the aesthetics of the 400 block of State Street. And he doesn't understand why the city is so opposed to him doing this. And he was so grateful that we had all looked the other way and no one had, until this incident the other day, had them removed. So I was just curious if forestry in their professional estimation as, you know, professional arborists, if they actually were involved most recently and had looked at the trees and seen if they confirmed that the damage was.
Well, if you've noticed, the lights went out on them and it's because the tree grew and it broke the lights.
No, I actually didn't notice that myself, and Hawk didn't volunteer that. So the lights weren't working?
Yeah, the lights were not working. And that's what kind of where we've kind of missed even taking them down because they weren't working. And then I had my crew go look to see if the breaker was off or if the outlet had been popped up high because it was part plugged in up high. They said, no, it wasn't at all. And the crew member said the lights actually, because the tree was growing, it pushed and the
interesting.
They broke.
Yeah, well, anyway, you answered my question. I was just curious if forestry had looked at the tree and if they'll confirm
not to my knowledge,
the damage,
no.
Right? So I could reach out to Brad Hoffman on my own. He wouldn't be aware of this otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Mark. Thank you, Adam. Thank you. Nothing further.
Did you have something before you had to go?
No, I need to leave. So.
Okay.
Or are you quorum, man? Are we
quorum?
Oh, okay.
Do you have a 30-second update?
I can show you probably the one. I can talk really fast. I'll be through this in 1 minute. All right, so just a couple things we'll run through. So the paint holding in some areas, not holding in some other areas. When we look at it, it really comes down to, I think, the road condition itself. Oil and other residues is impacting adhesion. It's worse on the south side of the street and the 4 and 500 block. I'm sorry, the 5 and 600 block than the 400 block. We did some surface prep. It wasn't enough. Benches and planters keep getting hit. We're working on alternative placements, so hopefully they get hit less. Barricades are in there now, which is good. That visual thing, we had initially intended to use planters, but they were too low profile. So they're there. Flamingos have been left alone, or they're bolted really firmly, possibly both. We don't know. But they're pretty popular. So our activity levels, this is probably the most interesting thing. And this is all in Legistar already. So if you want to look at it closer. So this is the activity tracing over the time. A couple of things. The big one is Mifflin Street. You can see where the night markets, graduation, cars in the state, and concert in the square. Overall, we are up 0.5% from last year, 13% from 2022, and 55% from 2021. When you think about that, that's pretty good considering every day that you see there has had at least a tenth of an inch of rain. So we've had a lot. So that draws a crowd, and the bid programming only started relatively recently. So there's been, these are the bid programs gone on so far. From what I understand, they seem to be picking up attendance as they go. Overall, people seem pretty positive. We haven't had a ton of responses from our survey, but the responses have generally been positive. The biggest question is, do you see yourself coming to State Street more often because of this? The answers we're getting is likely, two-thirds are saying likely they'll attend more. That's the essence of the presentation. I want to be respectful of Steve's time. If he needs to go, his quorum. Happy to answer any questions by email. Please do not read all to the committee so we don't have a walking quorum. But that's what I got.
Hold on.
Could you do us a quick favor? Could you, at your convenience tomorrow, whenever, email the presentation to us? Because
this is on Legistar.
I know, but I'll forget to, okay.
Yep.
To look at Legistar. If you could just send us the link to Legistar tomorrow or tonight or right now or whenever, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
And then as Steve's walking out, as part of the adjournment, just a friendly reminder that Ted Crabb really would love for us to meet in a different room.
Yes.
And in case you didn't know, there is a brand new meeting room.
Yeah, we were waiting
on the city clerk's new office.
So we were looking at the two rooms next to it. He had contacted me, and that was one of the things that we were working at, is making sure that basically testing the AV room just to make sure that it would work with our recordings.
Mm-hmm.